You're listening to an Apple Viz podcast.
Hello there. Thank you for giving this podcast a listen. Hey, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to name a group conversation in your native message app for iOS. I want to give a big shout out to Pete first, because Pete, or Peter by his handle name on AppleViz, we have been talking about this on the community forum on AppleViz itself about this particular topic. But I thought it was big enough that I would like to do a podcast on this so other people can be aware that you can do this and what are some of the shortfalls of this advice as well. So essentially, have you ever had the set of messages that are coming in and they're telling everybody in the conversation? So it's maybe there's six or eight of them, for example. Oh my goodness, you get one person to respond and you get all of the names pronounced or phone numbers, and it's just like, oh, it's just so much talking going on just to get to the message itself. Raise your hand if that happens to you. I think all of us can say, wow, is there anything we can do about this? Yes and no. You can rename those people into a group name, and I'm going to show you how to do that. And like I said before, I'm going to introduce you what are the shortcomings of this. So let's go to the message app itself.
Messages.
And we'll go ahead and double tap this. Open it.
Messages.
I'm going to go to a conversation that I've had with Mike Malarcy and Randy Rusnak. So let's go to that conversation.
Mike Malarcy and Randy Rusnak. Okay.
Okay, so here is a good example where I have two people. Now, obviously, this would be better if you have many, many more. But if you want to name this, go ahead and open up the conversation you had with this group.
Randy Rusnak.
Double
okay,
tap
boys,
that.
We are good for.
And then we'll go to the top left.
Back button.
All right, so we got the back button. Now go right.
Mike Malarcy. Button.
You're going to hear the people in the conversation. So we have Mike.
Randy Rusnak.
Button. We have Randy. And then one more.
Two people. Button.
And as you can hear for yourself, that's how many people that are in the discussion with this message. Now, this is a button, so double tap this.
Two people, audio, button.
And it'll give you the option of audio, swipe to the right.
FaceTime, button.
FaceTime, and one more.
Info, button.
That's where we want to go. Double tap on info.
Details, heading.
Now, we're going to give the option to give it a name if you want to. There's many other things along this page, but what we're looking for is group.
Done. Button. Name.
There it is. It's called name.
Enter a group name. Text field.
Enter.
Double tap to edit.
Name. Double tap that.
Text field is editing. Enter a group name. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
Go ahead and give it a name of Unleashed. Unleashed.
Inserted Unleashed.
Now, just an FYI, when you give your group a name, for this example, I've named it Unleashed. This means that everybody in that group will now see the group has been called Unleashed. So yes, so Randy and Mike will now see that I've changed this to Unleashed. If they open up their message app, they're going to see a new group called Unleashed. So be very careful what you name, just in case you name something that you're not meant to say. So be careful on that one. All right, and that's the top right.
Done. Button.
We're done.
Back button.
And we'll go back. Now we'll take a look at it now.
Messages. Heading. Unleashed.
All right. So now we heard the option. It says Unleashed. So you name that group. And from now on, when you get any text messages from that particular group, it's going to say Unleashed. And then the person that sent the message, so it'll say Unleashed, Randy Rusnak, and then followed by the message itself. So it doesn't say everybody's name and all the phone numbers. How cool is that? Makes it so much simpler, especially when you have lots of activity and a lot of chatting going on with lots of people within a group. Now, the downside, what is the shortfall of this? And this was going to get to. And what the shortfall is, this only works for other iPhone users. So in other words, essentially everybody in that conversation have to have an iPhone to make this work. That is because it's part of the iMessage platform. So that's what makes it work. If you have any other operating systems like Androids or whatever have not, they're using the standard SMS. And that lacks the feature of being able to name it as a group. So that's the only downfall. But otherwise, this is very helpful for all those with iPhone users with lots of people in it. I hope this was very helpful for you because, oh my goodness, it makes my life so much easier to listen than having to hear everybody being announced who was in the conversation. All right. Well, that is it. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.